or appeal requested and filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I'd like to enter the following into evidence. Exhibit A, Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps. Exhibit B, a staff report for each case. Exhibit C, a staff file with all information for the Taney County Board of Adjustment for each case. Exhibit D, Board of Adjustment bylaws. Exhibit E, the meeting audio files for cases being heard tonight. All right, so the meetings will proceed like this. A staff report for each will be presented, followed by any questions for the staff. If you'd like to comment on any application, please fill out a sign-up sheet at the front of the room before addressing the board. Turn in your completed sheet and state your name. Everyone who speaks must be sworn in as you'll be giving sworn testimony. All comments and questions are directed to the board and not to anyone in the audience. Speakers will be limited to 5 minutes unless the board wants to give them longer. Okay, so I'm going to give you guys your bylaws that govern your power. To hear and decide appeals when it's claimed that there is an error in law regarding an order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official enforcing Taney County zoning laws. To hear and decide on matters referred to it or those it requires to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the County Commission. To authorize a variance from strict zoning regulations in cases where specific property faces unique challenges, such as unusual narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other exceptional conditions. This is only allowed if the strict application of the regulation would cause significant and demonstrable hardship to the property owner, depriving them of the reasonable use of their property, as opposed to granting a mere privilege. Any relief granted must not harm public good or undermine the intent, purpose, and integrity of our zoning regulations.
All right, thank you, Cody. All right, we'll begin. Our next is a review and action. Board, have you had a chance to look at the May 21st meetings? And if so, do you have any questions or comments? And if not, do we have a motion to approve those minutes?
I would move to approve the minutes in their current form.
I would second that.
All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, opposed? All right. We're going to now swear in everybody. If you plan to speak tonight, go ahead and stand. Raise your right hand, please. We'll swear you in. Do you promise to tell the truth to the best of your ability tonight?
Yes, I do.
All right. Thank you. All right. In our public hearing, the 2025-014V has withdrawn. So we're going to move on to the 2025-015V. The Tri-Sons Holding LLC variance. Cody, if you can go ahead and fill us in on that.
Okay. Once again, case number 2025-015V, variance for front property line setbacks. Tri-Sons Holding LLC is the property owner. Subject property is 1358 State Highway Y, Forsyth, Missouri, Swan Township, Section 5, Township 23, Range 20. The request. Matthew Creedon is seeking a variance from the provisions of Section 010.020 R1 Density and Dimensional Standards of the Taney County Zoning Regulation. The applicant is seeking a 25-foot property line setback that's 10 feet short of the 35 feet that is required by the county for it being based on a MoDOT highway. Allowing the construction of a single-family home 25 feet from the property line as pertaining county zoning regulations 010.020 R1 density and dimensional standards. A little background on this. He was before us a couple months ago, maybe 3 or 4 months ago, actually, about the property right next door. I think they had some issues with some driveway entrances and getting MoDOT's approval. We'll let Matthew talk about that if he got that taken care of. The property is served by water and Taney County Regional Sewer. The water, I think, is a well. I don't know if it's shared. We'll let him tell us that, too.
Matthew Creedon.
Hold on a second. I'm going to finish one more thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to show everybody where it's at. All right, so Here's Forsyth. We got Y Highway coming down. His property is highlighted in blue right there. If you guys look, there's the lookout right there. This is the property we're talking about. This is one that you saw a couple months ago. A little closer again. As you can see, this is where you had the issue on the driveway entrance, probably because MoDOT has a certain dimensional standard from driveway to driveway based on speeds and other things. So it's probably got to come down here. Lot 13 is the property. R1 zoning. And I drew this up for you guys so you would have an idea of what's really going on there. I got a hold of Brad Albritton over at the sewer district. He's got a sewer main. He actually told me it kind of curls in this property and goes back a little further. I drew it straight. I drew it before I had an opportunity to talk to him. Still shouldn't be too much of an issue. It's about his easement, he said, from center line, he would need 10 feet. He figured he'd be no more than the 15, even how it curls back here. So if it was granted, it'd still meet Tane County Regional Sewer setback. The other issue would be the electric company, which, of course, they have an easement based off their power line and the distance from the outside power line. So it's kind of hard to see in this, but you might be able to see it in a few other things. Got some constraints that if it's approved that will be enforced, and if we get to that point, I'll go over. So with that, I'll turn it over to the applicant.
Matthew Creedon. Basically, I mean, kind of showed you everything. I'm just trying to do a 25-foot setback just like I did on the lot next to it. We did get approval from MoDOT for an entrance, but it's going to be like a shared driveway between the two houses. That's basically in buying that lot, that's what their agreement was. So once we obtained the lot, he gave us approval to put that in.
So just for clarity, so you're saying you'd be shared between 12 and 13?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. And the main reason for the variance is, you know, it starts going into, you know, a cliff right off the bat pretty quickly. And I mean, a lot of the other houses, you know, seem like they're a lot closer to the road, you know, other than 35 foot or less than 35 foot. So.
Have you had this surveyed already?
Yes, this is.
How close are those beacon lines to the actual property lines? Do they look pretty accurate?
It's close, but I think it needs to go to the southeast a little bit more. Like that whole line parallel to the highway needs to go.
So he didn't really build his shed or whatever that is, driveway on your property. It looks like that white box in the bottom left corner is.
It's hard to tell. They actually are not 100% certain on that pin exactly, but they think that that line that goes across the entire front is
pretty close to that.
Pretty close, yeah. I don't think it is. I think that's pretty far off. Because then, I mean, looking at the corner of where their house is, there's no setback on the side there, you know.
It looks like it's scooted down. He's on the house next to it.
Mm-hmm.
This property owner here came through about 7 or 8 years ago for a garage here and was denied on, I don't know if any of you guys are on the board then, but was denied on being in the easement there.
And I think, I mean, as far as I knew, I guess I thought the sewer stopped at the right side of that lot.
Right here at the manhole?
Maybe all the way to the far right. Like, basically all the utilities are terminated there. So even when we bought that other lot, didn't technically have access to it without probably having to get an easement from the person that owned this lot.
So, Cody, can you do a measurement to show me from... Well, I guess we don't have 100% accuracy. Do you have any kind of a survey map that might show the placement of this house so we can see where it correlates with your variance you're requesting?
I mean, it's just 25 foot back. I mean, based off of where the road is at exactly, or?
Yeah.
Edge of right of way, I think he's asking for.
I don't have it. I mean, I have like the GIS.
But I don't know that you can get an easement from... Yeah. Even though you own both properties, an easement from the sewer department to hook the far lot. Can you?
Probably.
You go across somebody else's property.
It depends. I mean, we've done it before.
Yeah, but I don't think that's right.
I mean, if you do the service line and get an easement from the person that owns this lot.
Oh, which one was 35?
I mean, I'm not sure that it matters too much.
I wanted to mention is that house that's existing there that looks like it's really, you know, close to where he wants to put his front of his house. I'm sure this one on the second house down was probably way prior to planning and zoning.
Probably.
Measurements.
But yeah. Just for a visual, Cody, can you take your measurement tool right there where that boat is and just go from the property line to the edge of the house? I just want to see what that distance is.
This here?
Nope, other way, from the to the road.
From here to here?
Yeah.
To the center line.
To the center line of road?
Well, that tells us exactly what it is.
Yeah. No. To what it shows the perceived property line is. There we go. What is that distance?
32.
So what I'm trying to refer to here is that if those, let's just say, because we know GIS isn't correct, we can't go by GIS, but even if those were 25, I was trying to see where it lines up.
So if you want to take that same measurement
yeah.
and extract it here, is that what you're getting at?
Yeah. So
it'd be back here, yeah.
Right. But you're requesting 25, so it'd be potentially 10 foot closer.
When I pull 25 from the front property line, what I'm saying is it looks like it is really close to the front of what that house is there.
Okay.
It's maybe a little bit closer, but I'm only getting 25 just, you know, to be kind of on the safe side. I'm not saying that it's necessarily as far as I'll go. I might be back a little bit more, but yeah, I still asked.
That looks fairly close.
And then the dimensions of this house is how deep is it?
Around 30 foot.
30 foot?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't have an exact house plan for sure. Just yet.
And how if it was 30 foot and you're 25 foot, how far does that put you from the bluff line?
On this specific property, it's somewhere around 15-ish foot, give or take a little bit. And, I mean, that's not including the deck. Sticking off of it, so I mean the deck will, you know, be close to about 5 foot.
Could you show topography lines and leave that sketch up?
The contours
of that house. Contour lines.
Yeah. There we go.
So it's a ways back there till the bluff drops.
Can we measure it?
Again, yeah.
From the back of the house that you sketched in by his dimensions.
Yeah, I mean, again, GIS is off a little bit, but yeah.
Well, that sketch he had showed 32 feet, so
if you take
55 feet, that's potentially the back of the house if he built a 30 foot deep house.
Mm-hmm.
So see where 55 feet lands at.
See where 55? Yep. You want me to go 30 and
keep going? Nope, just keep going 55. And then go from there back to your drop of your contours.
20 feet, 21 feet.
So if we do not allow it, you're still going to have 10 feet behind the house before it drops off.
Yeah, the measurements that you're doing here on the GIS, yeah.
And you're going to come to the front of the house with the water and the sewer, evidently.
Sorry?
You're going to come towards the road with the water and the sewer. You're not going to have anything behind the house as far as utilities.
Correct.
Yeah, because your power line's up front, your sewer and your water's up front, too.
So the footprint worth without the variance.
And, I mean, the only thing I'll say is, I mean, I already got it on the one next door. So I was just trying to, you know, match it and be able to make it so that it still does line up. Because even if you're pulling measurements here, you're not... It's not exact to what they're saying.
I would like to interject on that. You do not use a variance from any other property to make a ruling on another property.
Okay, and that's fine. So
yeah, but we have looked at it in the past. We granted other variances there. Do you know, are there other variances there in that general vicinity that we have granted?
No.
This particular setback request? No.
Like I said, they went for one for that, where that boat is, and we're denied.
Yeah, denied.
Yeah.